Mental health belongs on every conference agenda, but it takes the right speaker to make it unforgettable. Mike Vini is a globally recognized mental health speaker, drummer, and certified corporate wellness specialist who helps audiences transform stigma, stress, and silence into strength, courage, and connection. Through powerful storytelling, humor, rhythm, and practical tools, Mike creates immersive experiences that leave audiences feeling seen, energized, and empowered. Bring heart, healing, resilience, and real human connection to your next event. Visit MikeVeny.com to learn more. That's MikeVeny.com.
Before we get started, I just want to say thank you. I know your life is busy and you've got too many choices when it comes to what you listen to or watch. So whether this is your first time here or you've been getting coffee with me for a while, I appreciate you. Quick favor, if you've gotten value from the show and you haven't subscribed yet, just hit that subscribe button. It takes 2 seconds and really helps us reach more people and constantly improve each episode. And on a serious note, if you subscribe, I promise that I won't let you down. Thanks again for being here. Let's get started. Have you ever changed jobs, changed roles, changed companies, or watched your work life change so much that you didn't even know what you were supposed to feel? You may not have lost a person, but you lost a rhythm. You lost a version of your identity. You lost a team dynamic. You lost certainty. You lost the way things used to be. And because it happened at work, you may have told yourself something like, I shouldn't be grieving about this, but maybe you were. In the American Psychological Association's 2024 Work in America survey, 43% of workers said that during their workday, they typically feel tense or stressed out. You want to stay to the end here because this episode will give leaders practical ways to name change, honor what people are losing when change happens, and still help the team move forward. Now, I'd like to share a personal story about this because this has been something that I've been dealing with. And at the time of this recording, we are basically 6 months into my new role as the CEO of Lovely Refinement, which also owns the Training Refinery. And it was last year in the spring where I had a meltdown because I just wasn't happy with the way Mike Vini Inc., the previous iteration of my company, was going. A lot of it was because the name and branding was connected to my identity, so I couldn't separate the two, and it was just too much for me, actually. And the nice thing about switching over to Lovely Refinement, well, it's a women's mental health and wellness brand, so basically I am non-existent in the actual products and services that we have. And even with the Training Refinery, I record some of the courses, but I'm basically, not a main part of the product. And that's actually been a change for me, a huge change. And it's led to this weird feeling of being detached from my own company sometimes and the work we're doing. And I've had to reimagine and reprogram my brain to see it differently and realize that my role now is actually bigger and I need to focus on certain different things as the CEO, empowering my team to make certain decisions without me and to actually produce even more without me there. And it's been going wonderfully well, but it's really been interesting for my identity. I still get to keep the Mike Vini identity when I do a speaking engagement, but it almost feels just like weird, like I'm part of this separate entity that's just, I don't know, just something I'm not connected to. But I am very connected to the mission and the work that we're doing, and we're putting out some great products right now that are truly helping people. But again, it's something that I'm still grieving, and I think it's going to take a while before it starts to feel normal. But what's interesting, though, is when I see, messaging from Mike Vini Inc. or a previous document or something, something in me gets a little irritated, like that's in the past. So I'm getting to that point where I'm almost ready to fully let go of the past, but it's something that I'm working through. Work grief is the emotional response to losing something meaningful connected to your work. And when people hear the word grief, they usually think about death But grief can also show up when something meaningful changes or ends. At work, it might include like leaving a company, changing roles, losing a team, losing influence, losing a familiar routine, losing a sense of purpose, losing the identity that came with a previous title or responsibility. You know, again, I just want to say that I am going through this with Mike Vitti Inc. and now transitioning over to Lovely Refinement, where for over a decade, I was the face of this brand. All decisions on products were made with me and my personality and my personal brand in mind. It was actually just too much, actually. And I actually felt that one of the biggest barriers in our company was my ego, because it had to be there with the way it was laid out. So that's one of the reasons everything got changed over. But for leaders, this matters, because what looks like resistance from team members may actually be grief. What looks like disengagement might be sadness. And what looks like negativity might be fear. What looks like a bad attitude might be someone struggling to let go of a version of work that once mattered to them. Work-related identity loss can happen when transitions affect a person's work memberships, relationships, or roles. Then there's like ambiguous loss at work. Sometimes people are grieving something that is just hard to explain. The person may still be employed, but the role, culture, relationship, or meaning has changed. This happens when you bring in new team members and the dynamic changes, or you bring in a new company, you merge with another company, and there's like two cultures now. And even if everyone knows their role, it's just something is different. And change fatigue is very real. It happens when people experience way too much change without enough time, clarity, recovery, or emotional processing. Organizational change has been associated with adverse psychosocial risks and poor mental health. So changing companies over the past year for me has been one example of this, but I've seen clients dealing with this left and right with all the changes in the world and all of the different geopolitical things happening. It's making change this constant thing, and uncertainty is almost like the new norm now, but still you grieve what you once had. I remember another area of grief that many people, and you might identify with this, is the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. Life changed in those 2 years. I mean, maybe it went longer than 2 years. I forget now at this point, but life changed. The way things were prior to 2020 was one way, and 2020, 2021, the whole pandemic changed everything. It changed how we work, how we interact, and we're still seeing that change happening. And so I know for me that I remember vividly when we were told that we were shutting down things in New York, the amount of grief that I felt, the missing of going to events. All my speaking engagements got canceled, and I realized how much I was grieving being on the road traveling. And I'll never forget, I really learned this when I met up with someone in a hotel lobby and saw a hotel ballroom door, which is where they usually have conferences, and how much I missed seeing a hotel ballroom. I mean, come on, the most boring thing ever, right? A hotel ballroom. But that's how much it's been a part of my life. And having that experience gave me a lot of grief. I'm grateful, but I'm also aware that change can be right and still come with grief. The emotional complexity, excitement, uncertainty, sadness, pressure, identity shifts, and wondering where and how you fit in right now. Once we understand that people can grieve work changes, we can lead with more wisdom and less judgment, and it makes things easier to get done. So let's go into this further. The unspoken grief of work affects mental health, identity, and performance. So change can threaten someone's identity, because work is not just a paycheck. For many people, work gives structure, relationships, meaning, purpose, and identity. When a role changes, people may quietly wonder, well, who am I now? Where do I belong now? Am I still valuable? Do people still see me the same way? Do I still matter here? Research on work-related identity loss explains that transitions in work roles, memberships, and relationships can create identity loss and require people to let go and have to rebuild a sense of self. You know, an example is a leader gets promoted but quietly misses being one of the team. Maybe they were a team member for most of their career. Now they're promoted to leader. Guess what? That's a huge change and a lot of grief with that. Or an employee moves to a new company but misses being known and trusted in all the relationships they had at the previous company. A longtime team member might survive a restructure but no longer recognizes the culture. Like this is not the same company anymore. Repeated change that's happening constantly can affect everyone's mental health. A prospective study of...
Are you looking for a corporate speaker who does more than talk and click slides? If so, Mike Vini is your guy. Mike brings lived experience, powerful storytelling, and interactive drumming together to create an experience your audience will remember long after the event ends. His presentations help build resilience, reduce stigma, and strengthen workplace well-being in a way that feels honest, energizing, and deeply human. Every presentation is customized to your goals, so attendees leave inspired, entertained, and ready to take meaningful action. To move your audience and strengthen your culture, visit MikeVeny.com. That's MikeVeny.com.
Organizational change and employee mental health followed about 8,000 workers at baseline and 5,000 workers at follow-up over 2 years, and learned that exposure to multiple organizational changes was associated with later clinically relevant mental distress, with an odds ratio of 1.75, and repeated organizational change was associated with later clinically relevant mental distress with an odds ratio of 1.84. In plain language, what does this mean? It means when people go through repeated workplace changes, it can take a real psychological toll. A company says, we're just evolving. But the employee experiences new boss, new software, new expectations, new team structure, new goals, new reporting process, and a new sense of uncertainty. This is not just change. This is an emotional load. So work grief can look like stress, burnout, or disengagement. The CDC says that work-related stress can affect worker well-being, the quality of care or service people provide, and the well-being of loved ones outside of work. The CDC also notes that stress symptoms can include uncertainty, nervousness, helplessness, lack of motivation, tiredness, overwhelm, sadness, trouble sleeping, and trouble concentrating. Gallup reported that half of employees in the USA and Canada experienced significant daily stress, the highest regional rate worldwide in 2026. And that's insane right there. A leader might see an employee as less engaged, but that person might be grieving the loss of a team. A trusted manager, a familiar routine, a role where they used to feel confident. So what do you do with all this? We know this. What do you do? Well, you do not need to become a therapist. Let me just say that. But you do need to become more emotionally intelligent about change and grief. So you can help people move through change by naming the loss, by saying it out loud, creating clarity, and making room for humanity. So number one, name the loss without dramatizing it. Say things like, this change may feel like a loss for some people. It makes sense if you're excited and sad at the same time. We're moving forward, but I also want to acknowledge what's ending. So I want you to ask yourself, what loss might your team be experiencing that no one has named out loud? Number two, do not mistake grief for resistance. When people push back during change, get curious before labeling them as negative or not team players. Ask, what feels the hardest about this change? What are you worried will be lost? What do you need more clarity on? What part of the old way still mattered? So can you think of a situation where you maybe thought there was resistance, but it actually might have been grief? Number three, create rituals of closure. Leaders can create small moments of closure. Thank people for what they built when the change happens. Honor the previous chapter. Let people tell their stories. Mark the end of a project, team, role, or season. Celebrate what is being carried forward. And work-related identity loss involves just letting go and moving on after changes in roles, relationships, or memberships. And people often need to just reconstruct these identities after the loss. What ending deserves a moment of acknowledgement? Number four, give people clarity as quickly as possible. During change, communicate what's changing, why it's changing, what decisions are still unknown, what people can expect in the next update. Where is silence creating unnecessary stress for your team? Number five, support people as they rebuild their identity. Help people answer the questions. What strengths still belong to you? What relationships still matter? What skills are coming with you? What new contribution are you being invited to make? What part of your identity is evolving and not disappearing? So think of someone on your team right now who may need help seeing that they are not starting from zero. When everything in my company changed, some of the Mike Vini team members came to Lovely Refinement in the Training Refinery and some didn't. And I remember one particular team member who was a little thrown off because we got a new chief of staff and it was a little thrown off by it. And I remember being intentional about listening to what was on their mind and trying to clarify and asking the new person we brought in, you know, for patience around the change. And I'm so glad that we did that because it's made things go so much smoother now, 6 months into this, and things are actually starting to really feel good around the stuff we're accomplishing because I had to acknowledge the change. If I just simply said, look, this is what we're doing now, let's just focus on this, which is naturally what I want to do, being the type A person that I am, I don't think that would have been good for the culture. But I'm glad I went about it that way. And it's something that, as we move on, I'm going to keep being sensitive to. To be honest with you, I think my assistant is still going through it because there's so many changes. She gets to see so much happening every single day because she's looking at my email and being a part of very sensitive conversations. So she sees it happening all the time. She might be used to just change at this point. I don't know. It's something that I will definitely be talking with her about because I'm reminding myself to do that now. So what is one work-related loss people rarely talk about but should? Think about that. What's one work-related loss that you never hear people talk about but they should? If this episode got you thinking differently about change, leadership, or the emotional side of work, please share it with a friend, leader, manager, HR professional, or colleague who is helping people navigate transition. And if the show has helped you, please leave us a review. It helps more people find these conversations. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to subscribe to the show and leave a review on whatever platform you're watching or listening to it on. Coffee with Mike is published by the Training Refinery. Our executive producer is Creesa Stowe. Visit www.coffeewithmike.fm to find all of the other episodes, more information about my books and speaking engagements. And thank you so much for grabbing coffee with me. Let's do it again sometime. Take care.